Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com, and I welcome you today to join me with my guest, Anna Pereira. Anna is the founder of Wellness Universe, and her goal is to make the world a better place, and what a wonderful vision of wellness that is. I want to start out by introducing her by the quote she has in her bio, and I think this is a wonderful thing. It says, "You are the center of the universe. You are a star shining bright. My hope and mission is for you to shine as brilliantly as you were meant to. Together, basking in the light of each other, we will all shine brighter." What a wonderful sentiment that is. Thank you so much for joining me, Anna.
Angela, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. And since I spoke with you, I think that you are just really someone who is a heart-based practitioner to really create more wellness in the world. And it's an honor to be here with you today. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. That's very lovely to hear. I just want to have the world learn more about you and your mission, because you sound like it's such a far-reaching vision, and yet you're making it happen. So tell me more about who you are, how you got where you are, and what your beliefs are about.
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate the opportunity for that. And it is a lofty goal, I guess, to say that you want to change the world, right? So one can't do it alone, and you kind of need a bunch of people around you to do this with. So what happened was I had married and this sounds really cliche, but I really married my knight in shining armor. And unbeknownst to me, I ended up moving overseas. And so now I live in the U.S. and in Portugal. And when that happened, I was an entrepreneur and I had a clothing line in U.S., but it was a handmade clothing line. I did all my printing and everything. I had my studio in my basement in New Jersey, and it was a lot of fun. But I really couldn't pick up and do that when I went to Portugal. So what happened was I created a jewelry collection, and when I created the jewelry collection, I created a Facebook page to help market it. And the Facebook page soon brought out something that was deep inside of me. As we take these steps on our journey and we talk about this, right? People who are inspirational, you know, just take that first step. Just, you know, you never know what's going to unfold on your journey. And as I created this jewelry collection, I created a Facebook page. And my Facebook page, within a week, I realized, you know, I really want to start sharing my messages of inspiration and empowerment, because really at the root of everything, this is who I was. And funny enough, even when I was doing one of my trade shows with my clothing line, I was telling somebody about my clothing line, and one of these buyers for a store says to me, "Are you a motivational speaker?" And I said, "No." So this is kind of the essence of who I was this whole time, and having a Facebook page to put up my memes and put up my little inspirational quotes created this space for me to evolve and me to find a stepping path and a journey to embark on that I didn't know existed, because I was always an artist, always an entrepreneur. And here I was now evolving into an inspirational leader. And technically that's kind of how I started with the Wellness Universe, because after some time of managing my page on Facebook and seeing how hard it was after you promote Facebook and you promote Facebook and you promote Facebook for people to go to your page, you were getting seen less and less. And at that time, I think I was at about 60,000 followers, and I had a network of inspirational pages and people that manage those pages. And I said, you know, got to find our own space, because we have a voice and we're not being heard here on Facebook.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You were looking for your voice. That's amazing that we both had that same thought together. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what inspired it. And you know, who was it? Richard Branson. I can't quote him exactly. Basically, it's like you are inspired by a problem, really, to as an entrepreneur. You're inspired by something you want to change. That really gives you the gusto and the oomph to get going on something. So that's really what happened and how it happened and was the fuel, because we weren't being heard. And I know that there was so many people out there that really had something powerful to do to shift the world into more wellness. And we can't do it alone. So we have to come together to do it.
That's exactly the reason why I have this podcast. You can't do it alone. There are just too many aspects to what health and wellness really are. And being part of that universal wellness is one aspect many people do not look at in their lives. They look at it as very singular, all to themselves. And we really are part of a greater being, you know, in the universe. So I applaud you for your having this lofty goal and going for it and obviously attaining it. And I think that's just fantabulous. I mean, just awesome. So tell me, what is the Wellness Universe?
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate you appreciating what we're doing here, because it is a humongous, humongous project. The Wellness Universe is actually right now, when people go to the website, thewellnessuniverse.com, you find practitioners, you find people anywhere from somebody who's a hobbyist to somebody who's super successful and you know, making millions off of what they do to make the world a better place. It is a safe space and a haven to find a vetted person that will lead you to your well-being. And it could be someone who just gives out inspiration with an inspirational page in a blog, to somebody who is actually somebody who leads the masses and is a huge public speaker, internationally known and you know, world-recognized author, a life coach, a physical therapist, a Reiki practitioner. You know, it runs the gamut. In fact, we cover the 7 areas of wellness because we do believe it's holistic, like you mentioned, because you can't look at personal story divulged. I used to be someone who used to work out like a maniac. I used to be a bikini model. I used to be very, very fit and very trim. And I looked I looked amazing, but you know what?
You still look pretty amazing to me. I have to say.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet of you. Thank you. I was physically on the outside, you would have been like, oh my gosh, she's a knockout. She's, you know, she must work really hard to attain the level of fitness that she's at. But inside, I was a mess. I was a mess emotionally. I couldn't find my life partner. I was actually I was actually in a place where I wasn't being respected as a woman, you know, and finding that person, because I believe that there was something broken inside. And I had to find that sense of self-love, that sense of self-respect on a certain level. And so not everything is, you know, it's almost like it was a smoke and mirrors lifestyle for me back then. And so therefore, I really believe truly and wholeheartedly, wellness is about walking around being okay and being great and feeling good like all the time, or at least being able to switch and see the positive when something bad happens to you. You know what I mean? Because, you know, money has to be right in our life. Our health has to be right in our life. You know, our personal relationships, business, everything has to be right in our life. And we have to have a certain amount of respect for other people and for the environment and for
and respect for ourselves. Exactly. Many people lose sight of that.
Exactly. Self-love. It's all about, because once you have that self-love, and you know what I'm talking about, because this is what people take the steps to be healthy and eat healthier and have, you know, take better care of themselves. That self-love is essential and is the root of being better in all areas, because you'll make better choices, right?
Well, that's one of the things. I also have a Facebook group, Your Health Unbound, and it's one of the memes I post regularly is eating well is a form of self-respect, because you're treating your body with the respect it needs. You're treating yourself with the nourishment you need to be healthy, to be a better person. And like you said, it's more than just one aspect. I have this 4-prong approach. It's the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the relationship. They all put together, form your life, And that's that broader universe that you're looking at. So again, I think we're all trying to do the same thing from different methods. We're coming at it in different ways. And I think your way of coming at it has such a large reach. I'm just like, how did you even come to create this?
Thank you. And I'm so glad that you have that perspective, because sometimes people, when they are doing their own thing, their tunnel vision, they think that that's the best way to do it. That's the only way to do it. And to be, you know, and like, these are the people, this is how I was when I was super physically healthy. I was very tunnel visioned on what brought happiness to my life and health to my life, right? I saw it all as physical. And then I realized this is not working for me. Mm-hmm. So what brought me to this project of the Wellness Universe is essentially, and before when you asked me and you quoted me and I was saying about basically we have to come together. It takes a lot of people. It takes everyone basking in each other's light to help heal the world, because there are so many more people out there than there are people to help them make them healthy. There's so yes. many people that are hurt. Even us, even individually, we'll have at some point in time, we'll have some pain that we're going through, a grief, a health issue, no matter what stuff happens. So even us as people who dole out wellness, who are there to support the world, we need people to support us. So that's really how it kind of came about, because I was concerned. I was concerned for the leaders of wellness. I was concerned for the messengers in the world, people who really want to make a change and who are authentic, getting confused with all of the static that's out there on the internet. There are people that have blogs and people that put out information, but they're not the source of that information. They put out information just to get clicks or to get likes, and they're not the authentic source. I've gathered the authentic sources of wellness and healing at the Wellness Universe. It's a vetted community of people that really authentically, they stand behind what they do. And that, to me, is so important, to empower the people who make the change, so the people seeking the change have someone authentic with integrity they can count on for what they're coming to them for, right?
Can you give some examples of how these people can interrelate and how you can communicate within the Wellness Universe?
Sure, absolutely. So we have the wellnessuniverse.com essentially is a place that you can visit. And from there, it has different avenues to take. One of the avenues is by simply searching our WU World Changers, which is WU World Changers, Wellness Universe World Changers. And those are actually the people who create the Wellness Universe. Right now we have over 1,600 members. Wow. And you can search for anything you want under the sun. We have categories, we have broad categories that classify essentially what we see as the areas of wellness, which are emotional, environmental, intellectual, occupational, physical, social, and spiritual wellness. And then there are keywords that you can look under, like gratitude or meditation, and then you can find the people who are connected to those keywords. Or you could just search for whatever it is that you want. If it's really something specific, like kidney disease, and you put in there, and then somebody had put that in their bio. So you search for people who can actually help you and are accountable for what they do. It's not just a source of information. Then we have our blog, and our blog features two articles a day right now by members of the Wellness Universe. You are not served up ads by third party on our blog. It's not clickbait. This blog that we have compiled is an amazing source of wellness and inspiration, educational materials to make you walk away feeling better. And it's exclusively content given to us by the members of the Wellness Universe. So literally, to keep the integrity of the Wellness Universe intact, this is a highlight and a stage for the Wellness Universe to share their expertise, their inspiration, their area of support. And so we have the blog. And then the other area that we have is our webinar platform. And our webinar platform are classes. There are classes that you can attend, support groups, things like that. Our webinar platform is not, because typically when you hear webinar, people like attend a webinar, and it's usually to segue you into, you know, buying something else. Our webinars, we keep authentic and genuine, and we want you to walk away with something that makes you feel better or more whole, and you're introduced to somebody that you may or may not want to deal with on a personal or a one-on-one basis, but our webinar platform. It's called The Lounge for the Wellness Universe. And the members of the Wellness Universe are able to utilize our platform for free and give, you know, and not pay a fee, because we do everything that we can to empower the leaders of change and the leaders of inspiration and education. So we offer this to them as a free service, and to give their classes, support groups, masterminds, what have you. So we have the main site, and then off of that we have a blog, and we have a webinar platform with wonderful webinars.
Well, it sounds like you have really thought this through, and you've got a hub, basically, where both the person seeking information and the person who is supplying information can meet, and they know they're not getting fake news, or they're not getting spammed or advertised at. What they're getting is they're meeting at a place of honesty, of realization of what health really is in a larger sense. I think that takes so much planning. I can't imagine what went into this. It must have been pretty comprehensive for you to plan this out.
Well, the idea came in 2013, and then I approached a few people that were in my circle, and my partner and co-founder, Sherry Elise, who she's known for her video blogs or vlogs that she does, and she's a very motivational, inspirational person. She's a public speaker and an author, and she's my co-founder, and together, since 2014, we have worked on this project day and night, and I do call this a project again, because it's ever evolving, and there's so much more that we're going to be doing in the world with it. But the planning behind it essentially was to create a platform that would allow the changers of the world, people who inspire wellness and support people who really need them, to at least have their head sticking up above the crowd, because there's so much static and there's so much noise out there, and everybody's just shouting and everybody's getting drowned out. So we really needed our own platform, and we are grassroots. We are self-funded. We are member supported. So we are really growing at a pace of slow and steady wins the race, so to speak. And that was really important, was to find someone, my partner, to help make this vision come to fruition with me. So, yeah, it's amazing.
I applaud you for that. I mean, from just the little I've seen, I did join Wellness Universe, and I was blown away by what I saw. And I'm like, I've got to get into this. This is unlike other platforms. It truly is. You're not going to get spammed in any way. You're not going to feel like you're some lost soul in this vast network. You become a unique individual, but you're part of that greater good. And along those lines, what I understand some of your philosophy to be is that you have agents of change. And I want you to kind of define that for people and give them really what this deep seated meaning is, because I think what you're telling us is we can all be agents of change.
Angela, absolutely. One of the businesses that I was inspired by, believe it or not, was Etsy. I just spoke about this a little while ago. When I was a seller on Etsy, when you are somebody who just hand makes things and you sell them to your friends and your neighbors, and you know, you're not serious about business, it's one level. But when you are taking something to the next level, you need a whole nother level of support. There's business support. There's emotional support. There's support to help you in your personal life because you're involved in a business. And on the back end of Etsy, they would do so much for their sellers. And the sellers get together and form groups and help each other out with support. I saw that, and that inspired me, not just as the resource to help me as a seller on Etsy, but it helped me to see, wow, this is how things need to be done. People need to come together of the same like mind in order to help each other. And for me, helping the members of the Wellness Universe to be their best, to be supported, and to have them also understand we are part of a collaborative community. We are part of a co-creative community. There is no competition here. Go to each other for support. We here also, as the founders and as the leaders, if you will, of the Wellness Universe, we are here to support you. So that, all of that together, makes a world of difference to someone who is stepping into their light. And when you are an agent of change, you almost feel like you're always dangling off that cliff. Because do you believe in yourself? Is it just your friends and your family that are the ones that support you? Is anyone really listening to you? Are you really guiding people down the right way? It's a big responsibility to actually be the one who says, this is the way to do something in order to be this, this, and this. It's a big responsibility, and you need the support. And you know what? When you're with like-minded people and you have that network, that vetted network that you just spoke about, basically you have to apply to be a member of the Wellness Universe. And we have to investigate and see if you're really who you are as best we can without rifling through your sock drawer.
little hard to do that virtually, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the one thing I really like about this is that there is a vetting process. That's the one reason that I thought this really stood apart, that I'm going to be able to rely on the people that are already in there who are the agents of change, who are the people that you or I or anyone could go to for information and know that they're going to provide the best information that they can, because their goal is not to sell something to you. Their goal is to empower you. I really like that.
Thank you. Yeah, we truly believe on that, you know, on that model, you know, give, give, give. And once people get to know who you are, then they're probably will buy what it is that you have to sell, you know, but it is about giving, because we're overwhelmed with lots of free stuff. And a lot of free stuff is like kind of, again, a lot of stuff that we don't need. Like free does not get me to go to do something, that does not make me take action unless I see value. I need to see value, not just something that's free. I don't need more clutter in my life. I don't need my time wasted. I want to spend my time in which I'm growing, and the person or whatever that's in my circle, in my energy field at that moment, they're growing too. We look for win-win-win at the Wellness Universe. That means that what you're doing and what you're giving and who's engaging with you all have to walk away with something. And that's really, really important for us in setting up the stage for that. And it's been a little hard, Angela, to be honest with you, because a lot of people come from that, you know, competition mindset, or they have to, you know, it's me and this and that. Now, I'm not saying that every single person in the Wellness Universe, every single one has the right answer for everyone who goes to them, because you have to seek out what resonates with you, what feels good to you. And, you know, because even doctors are wrong sometimes, right? And they're doctors. So
like I always said, you have to remember, a doctor has a practice. He's just practicing. So if it doesn't work for you, then he hasn't practiced enough for you. You move on to somebody else. It has to fit with you. And I do like your model of collaboration. That's why I developed this podcast. I can't provide everything for my community. I know that. But I can reach out and say, hey, you've got something that my people would want to hear. Let's share it. And that's what I really want this podcast to be. So I'm glad you're bringing that same perspective. It's got to be more about collaboration. We've got to stop acting in isolation, because isolation will cause sickness in some ways. It, you know, mentally it affects us. And then when our mental abilities are damaged, when we're not thinking clearly, it can damage our health. It can damage our relationships. So this, having this community is so important. And I think we need to get back to that community aspect.
Thank you. This is exactly what we say. I mean, imagine going and setting up shop on a corner to sell what you're doing. Or do you look for events to, you know, vend at and open a booth or speak at? Somebody had to create that event. Nobody's scared to come together in an event when you are part of an event. But to be by yourself, you know, you think you're the best. You're not going to go and be by yourself and just set up shop on the street corner, right? But when it comes to something like this, people have this apprehension. People have this fear. And that's where it comes from. It's this fear. And we have to get over that. We have to be more love-based. We have to be more rooted in who we are and be confident in who we are and know that no one can offer what we're offering like we can.
Right. Well, one thing I want to point out that you said, and I want to emphasize again, is this is a place people are vetted. you're not going to get that. You may not get the information you need from every person, but it's about knowing the people that the reason why they're there, finding the one that you trust. It's like I tell people, find someone you want to hear the things that they're telling you. If it doesn't resonate with you, move on, find somebody else. And that's true of every aspect. But in some place like the Wellness Universe, at least you have a group of like-minded people seeking the same path, collaboratively trying to help people develop a lifestyle of wellness without trying to be overly salesy or overly spammy. The goal is to have collaboration and bring wellness to the universe. I think that can't be emphasized enough.
Thank you. That's exactly what, when Sherry and I got together, that's exactly what we did. And you know what? It's funny enough, we were thrown under the bus several times and by people who are making accusations and thinking, you know, oh, they're just putting this together to sell it. And if we were, that's our business model. That's our business. And you know what? Oh, they're trying to be the next Facebook. And if we were, that's our business model. We would say it. But there, people on the outside who have this fear-based mentality, they have to step out of their shell. They have a lot more work to do on themselves. And in my opinion, if that's where they're coming from, they're not ready to actually help others. And I don't want them in the wellness universe. I want them to be of healthy mind, body, and spirit, because it is through collaboration. When we did our event last year, Diva Day, it was to raise funds for an organization called the Chester County Fund for Women and Girls that empowers women and girls of the community in Chester County, Pennsylvania. That was amazing. Everybody came together, and it was not only the event itself was like, oh my gosh, we need more of this. But everyone had a chance to network, and all different strategic alliances came out of that. So it's funny, when we get face to face with people, we can shake each other's hands. But when it's like online, people feel very like competitive, or like, oh no, no, no. You have 25 life coaches in there. I don't want to be there. You know, it's, you know what? It's like, oh wow, I want to be part of that too. We want those people because we know that you're going to offer your best. I want to be there too because I have something really great to offer.
And it's cumulative. You don't have to be a singular person trying to scream your message. You can be part of a whole and take something from one person that you value and take something from another person, and whatever you put together that works for you is okay. That's just, we need to learn to be okay with ourselves again. We're screaming for the, you know, people are screaming at us and we're trying to find out what's the right answer. There isn't one right answer. And I think we've got to come to that. It's different for each one of us. So go and seek out the people who are there to help and take what you need and leave the rest. That's really all there is to it.
Love that saying. Perfect. Yes.
So tell us what's going on, what's coming up, what could people who come to Wellness Universe, what could they look forward to in the near future?
Well, we're constantly evolving. This site that's up now is the third iteration of the site. We're still self-funded. We're still grassroots. We're still member supported. And what we're looking to do is really test the model. We've been testing the model since 2014. We came together in a private Facebook group to create the first version, which was basically a directory of Facebook pages, if you will. And that's what, you know, we were beta testing, because I've been involved in a lot of businesses before, Angela, and I'll tell you the truth. I put together an amazing business business plan and proposed to someone, got an investor, and my partner totally, if I could say it, she screwed us over. And then the investor lost her money. And because I believed in someone, right? And I didn't want to do that this time. I wanted to make sure that we really tested the product. Our team is strong and supportive. And everyone that we count on and we rely on, who's part of this, will stand the test of time. And since 2014, we've been building and building and building. And here we are in 2017. And we're just getting stronger and bigger. And we want what's on the agenda here is that we're going to be growing and we're going to becoming the epic wellness resource for everyone to be found in and for everyone to come to find everything they need for their total well-being events, global events to go to. And they could be, we're planning on not only having these fusion events that are about wellness that cover all areas of wellness for people to come to and indulge and enjoy their day and have it like an alternative wellness type of a day, like a vendor event or a Renaissance fair type of thing, but also to have more speaking and more corporate and, you know, motivational type of events also. So we're looking at, you know, really opening that up because we know coming together live and in person is really where the change is created. I'm sure, as you know, being online, it really is an energy suck. It's a time suck. And it but you have to do it because it's a necessary evil. But being
in today's world, if you're not online, you're not real.
Exactly. And it's difficult. It's really difficult to keep up with it all.
It is.
And the live event is really, you know, where you create change, you know,
where you connect. We still are people who require human touch. We're not, you know, we're not at the AI portion of life. We are still humans who still need human touch. And when you have that human touch, we still have all those innate things, our feelings, our the way we just react, we play off of one another is so important that I think it happens so automatically. We don't even realize it, but we're losing touch with that. So I think live events are very, very necessary.
Yes, exactly. And it was from the beginning. This was one of the things that was really important to us is to create the community and then to take that community and raise them up and have them really create great change and in new areas because, you know, also as independent practitioners, we kind of gravitate to the same areas and the same circles. And then we kind of, you know, it's like, well, how do we find new clients or how do we make bigger change? How do we impact more? And you kind of are in like this one circle all the time. And being part of the wellness universe, we want to open up the frontiers of different opportunities for change to happen and for our members to make greater impact. And Wellness Universe collaborations and co-creations and live events are really what we're looking spectacularly into the future at.
Well, that's fantastic. And Anna, we could talk all day. I think we have very similar thoughts on this and come at it differently, but very complementary, which I really enjoy. And the first time we spoke, I could tell immediately it was going to be a great conversation. I've really enjoyed having you here. We're going to have to close out. We're running out of time. Is there any final thought? We'll make sure we post your link and how to get to Wellness Universe, but any final thought you want to offer the listeners?
Thank you. No, I just want everyone to always, if you're doing something to help change the world, believe in yourself. And if you have people around you that don't believe in what you're doing, find new people. Find new people who believe in you. And if you still can't find new people that believe in you honestly, then you need to start changing something within yourself and you really need to go deep. Because everyone in the world deserves your best. And you deserve to shine your best. It's really why we're all here. We're here to help each other at the end of the day and to create a better world. I mean, we're here on this earth. We've materialized. We have the best blessing that we can ask for. This is our stage. This is our time. So why not take the opportunity that we've been given by the divine?
Thank you, Anna. That was beautifully said. And on that note, we're going to have to call it a wrap. But thank you again for joining me, and I want to thank all the listeners. All the information to get in contact with Anna and how to get to Wellness Universe will be posted with this podcast. Please take the time and go check it out. I think it's going to be well worth your while. Again, this is Angela Atkins, and I want to thank you for joining me again on Your Health Unbound's Nutrition Prescription Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.